Well, it's the month of March, and when I think of March, I think of the color green. It reminds me about this green-eyed monster that lurks around us. I bet you know what I'm talking about. Jealousy. It's not something I like to admit about myself, but jealousy rears its ugly head from time to time, and it leaves me feeling terrible inside. You know, we read about jealousy in God's Word, and there's a couple types of jealousy that we learn about. God tells us that He is a jealous God. When jealousy is expressed from holiness, it's a righteous jealousy. For example, if you notice another woman flirting with your husband, you have the right to be jealous because he is your man. God gave him to you, and this other woman is violating God's standard for marriage. This is the type of jealousy that God has over us. You see, we are His. He bought us and paid for us. So when we serve anything other than Him, He is righteously jealous. There's also another type of jealousy we read about in God's Word. And this type of jealousy is when we want what someone else has. This type of jealousy can cause us to become resentful and bitter. And it has no place in the kingdom of God. This type of jealousy is what you've heard referred to as the green-eyed monster. And it can show up when we become self-seeking. You know, we like to look the best, be the best, and have the best. And if someone else outshines us, we become jealous. In James chapter 3, God's Word says, "But if you harbor bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, this does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have jealousy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice." So watch out, my friend. When you begin to feel bitter jealousy and you see it creeping into your life, you confess it immediately and talk to God about it. Ask Him to rid you of this green-eyed monster.